This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Three people killed in road accident in Makwanpur. National Examination Board publishes date for SEE supplementary examination. And United Nations says more than 9,000 civilians killed as Ukraine war hits 500 days. Now, the news in detail. Three people died in a road accident that took place at Naya Basti Dipad village in Manohari Rural Municipality 6 this morning. The accident took place at 2:30 a.m. involved a head-on collision between two trucks. Deputy Superintendent of Police Tegh Bahadur Kargi identified the deceased as the driver of one of the trucks, 28-year-old Rihan Rumba Tamang of Rapti Municipality 8 Chitwan. Driver's assistant 21-year-old Suman Chepang of Gordhitar in Gorkha and 20-year-old Amrit Purza of Manohari Rural Municipality. Police said the two vehicles caught fire following the collision and two fire engines from Hetauda had to be called to extinguish the fire. However, the vehicles were completely gutted in the fire. The two others were injured in the accident. They are undergoing treatment at the local medical center. The secondary education exam, SEE supplementary exam, will be held in August. The National Examination Board Examination Control Office has published a notice and said that the supplementary examination will be held on August 11th and 12th. Students who have obtained a final grade of C or less than C will be allowed to sit in the supplementary examination. The board said that the candidates who are absent for up to two subjects will also be allowed to sit in the supplementary examination. According to the notice, the form should be filled and submitted from the school to the Education Development and Coordination Unit by August 6th for the grade increase. Candidates whose examination has been cancelled will not be allowed to take the supplementary examination. The first meeting of the Socialist Front Nepal is being held today. The meeting is scheduled to take place at the central office of CPN Unified Socialist at Aloknagar at 4 p.m. today. Matters relating to the role of the front in contemporary political developments in the country, the government's action plan for the people's livelihood, and ways to strengthening the front are the agenda of the meeting. CPN Unified Socialist leader Jagannath Khatioda informed that the heads of the four parties affiliated to the front will attend the meeting. Top leaders of the CPN Maoist Center, Janata Samajwadi Party, CPN Unified Socialist and Biplab-led Nepal Communist Party announced the front on June 19. Around 24,000 usury victims have filed complaints across the country so far. According to the Commission of Inquiry regarding the unfair transactions formed by the government under the chairmanship of former Judge Gauri Bahadur Karki, 1,385 complaints have been reconciled till Friday. Meanwhile, the District Administration Office, PARSA, has resolved 91 complaints related to usury. According to Assistant Chief District Officer of PARSA, Shiva Prasad Lamsal, out of 1,381 complaints registered online, 91 complaints have been addressed and resolved in the favour of the victims through a dialogue between the two parties. Where no agreement was reached, a case has been filed. Chief District Officer of PARSA, Hiralal Regmi, said that during the investigation of the complaint, written statements or other documents and witnesses are explored while necessary inquiries and collection of evidence are carried out and made maximum efforts to reach an agreement between the two parties. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Condemning the cost to the civilians as the war in Ukraine reached the 500-day mark, the United Nations has said more than 9,000 civilians, including 500 children, have been killed since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24, 2022. The United Nations Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine said in a statement yesterday that it deplored the horrendous civilian cost of the war in Ukraine and was able to confirm that 9,000 civilians had been killed so far in the conflict. The mission warned that the actual toll is likely to be far higher than the number of officially confirmed deaths. The monitors noted while this year was This year, the casualty numbers in Ukraine have been lower on average than 2022. The figure began to climb again in May and June. On June 27, 13 civilians, including four children, were killed in a missile attack on Kramatorsk in eastern Ukraine. The UN monitoring mission in Ukraine also noted that three times as many civilians were killed in the last 500 days compared with the entire previous 8 years of hostilities in eastern Ukraine when Russian-backed separatists seized Crimea and other areas. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has defended his decision to give cluster bombs to Ukraine, which has a record of killing civilians. U.S. President Joe Biden said it had taken him a while to be convinced to do it. But he had acted because the Ukrainians are running out of ammunition. The munitions have been caused controversy over their failure or dud rate, meaning unexploded small bombs can linger on the ground for years and indiscriminately detonate later on. Early on in the war, when the White House was asked about allegations that Russia was using cluster and vacuum bombs, the then press secretary said it would be a potential war crime if true. More than 120 countries have banned the bomb, committed to the Convention on Cluster Munitions, agreeing not to use, produce, transfer or store such devices. The US, Ukraine and Russia are not party to the agreement. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has said the Dutch government has collapsed because of the disagreement between the coalition parties over asylum policies. The four parties were unable to find agreement in crisis talks chaired by Mr. Rutte yesterday. The government was set up a year and a half ago, but the parties have been opposed to migration for some time. After holding an emergency cabinet meeting, Dutch Prime Minister Rutte confirmed the government collapsed during a news conference last evening. He said he would hand his resignation to King William Alexander today. A compromise proposal known as the emergency break, which would only trigger the restrictions in the event of an excessively high influx of migrants, was not enough to save the government. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Due to the influence of the monsoon wind, Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of the country, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of the country, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Karnali and Sudarpashchim province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 3 people killed in road accident in Makwanpur. National Examination Board publishes date for SCE supplementary examination. And United Nations says more than 9,000 civilians killed as Ukraine war hits 500 days. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.